I'm Tabitha Safty for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. It was supposed to be a day like any other for Lynn Parks and her fiancé, David Hughes. They live in Garden City, south of Myrtle Beach.
He got up to go get his coffee. This is the first thing he does every morning.
But something unusual happened.
I was still in the bed and I heard a noise and I called out. I said, "What is that? What happened?" And he said, "I fell."
Hughes lost strength on the left side of his body and was leaning up against the kitchen bar. He was having a stroke. Parks called the ambulance immediately.
Check his pulse and respirations.
Within minutes, Hughes arrived at Tideland's Waccamaw, a community hospital 3 miles from their house.
We got to the hospital. The doctor was there. Within a few minutes, they were talking to a neurologist, I believe it was, on TV at MUSC.
Hughes is lucky to have survived. In 2015, stroke was the fifth leading cause of death in South Carolina, killing 2,600 people. Christine Homestead runs the telestroke program at the Medical University of South Carolina.
We are actually in what we call the stroke belt buckle here in South Carolina. So we have some of the highest rates of stroke, as well as some of the highest rates of death from stroke in the nation.
The stroke belt is an 11-state region of the United States with higher numbers of death from stroke than any other states. It spans across the southeast from Virginia to Louisiana. Homestead explains that common causes for stroke in the state are poor nutrition, sedentary lifestyle, diabetes, hypertension, and also difficulties in accessing care. But she says telestroke is helping to fill the gap.
Telestroke is a way to get expert stroke care into small rural communities. And the way that we do that is that there are computers on wheels that we're able to roll in front of a suspected stroke patient in rural hospitals in the emergency departments.
Today, when a patient with stroke symptoms visits one of the hospitals in the MUSC telestroke network, the on-site physician or nurse can have a live video call with one of the 15 specialized neurologists at MUSC. In South Carolina, telestroke has been one of the most widely used forms of telehealth. Over 9 years, more than 9,000 stroke consults have happened across 26 sites in the state through the MUSC telestroke program. One of the most recent hospitals to adopt the program is the Regional Medical Center in Orangeburg. Since 2015, the hospital has been using video conferencing technology to assist ER physicians in the diagnosis and treatment of patients.
Since we started the telestroke program, we've been able to more clearly identify and more confidently identify patients who are having acute strokes. And we now have intervened much more frequently on patients who are having an acute stroke. And by intervention, I mean administering the medication that can help prevent permanent debility from strokes.
That's Brian Chung, an emergency room physician at the hospital. He says that having a more specialized set of eyes looking at the patient helps with time-sensitive treatment decisions.
Time is of essence when it comes to treating these strokes. Ideally, you want to treat a stroke as soon as you can, but by most standards, we want to treat them within a 3-hour window of symptom onset. So the telestroke cart helps us in making that decision with more confidence, because we have a neurologist who is also in real time looking at this patient.
At the start of the telestroke program, MUSC reported about half of the stroke patients were transferred to Charleston after initial treatment. Now, 80% of stroke patients who are treated with the program can stay at their local hospitals for care. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safty with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. This report can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org.